Tanya for the 19th day of Cheshvan, Yutef Cheshvan, is in Egeret HaKedesh, Simon Choftes, Egeret HaKedesh 29, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining the greatness and the virtue of the study of Halacha, and begins by explaining how every neshama has to come back, many Gilguim, many incarnations, in order to fulfill all the 613 mitzvahs. The reason being that the neshama has 613 parts, and each part is expressed and fulfilled through one of the 613 mitzvahs. Then the Alter Rebbe begins to explain how the godly light, even after contracted, and even after it comes through garments and tzimtzumim, is still too great for the neshama to be able to tolerate the pleasantness of it, and therefore there has to be a ray that is derived from the light that is even more restricted and comes into the condition, into the form of a created being, and this clothes the neshama through which the neshama is able to experience this light. This light is concealed and hidden away for tzaddikim in the future. This light is called the pleasantness of God, and tzachtzoches, to take pleasure in God. And as the Zaya says, there are 400 worlds or levels of longing, of desire, that the tzaddikim will take pleasure in. As it says in the Torah, that 400 shekel kesef coming from the same word as desire or longing. So in this light which the tzaddikim will enjoy in the future when Mashiach comes, in this there are many levels higher and higher. But this restricted ray that descends level after level in order to create this garment that clothes the neshama, so that the neshama can perceive this light. This ray comes from the lowest level of the light. And it is called the external or the hind part of the light. As it says in the Zayah, Dafesh Chesamet Beis, Ayim Besefer Mikdash Melech, and also in the Zayah, Reish Yudamet Beis. And it is described, this light is further described in the Zayah, Umad Ishtar. It is from the part of the light that is left over, so to speak. It's from the leftover light. To understand what it means, the external part of a light, we find that just as in the neshama, a person has the power, the faculty of pleasure. Where the neshama takes pleasure in that which gives it pleasure. As, for example, discovering a new idea produces great pleasure. And the external hind part of this faculty of pleasure, the external and hind part of pleasure is the will, the wanting of the pleasure, wanting what he wants. That will is the external of the pleasure. What is it that he wants? He wants anything that isn't painful, because pain precludes pleasure. Pain is the opposite of pleasure. The Kochal Derech Moshel, the Eirin Seif Baruch Hu Gam Kein, that in godliness also, there is the pleasure that is the pnimius of the zotzen, of the divine will, because the purpose behind, or the motivation behind the divine will is the pleasure. So the pleasure is the pnimi, and the zotzen is the external part of the pleasure. Kiviyochol ha-zotzen elyon baruch hu. The divine will is, so to speak, it is the hind part and the external part of the divine pleasure. Of that level of Neyam Hashem and the world of desire, the world of pleasure, as mentioned before. So that the garment that we say comes to the neshama, it comes from the restricted light, from the external part of the light, that means from the divine will. Hagam shehem yuchod in the tachlus hayichud shehu yizborich v'ritzei ne'echod v'loi kerotzen ha'odom chas v'sholim loi minei v'loi miktosei. Although God and His will are one, totally one, and there's no separation at all, unlike the will of a person, without any comparison at all, the ein dimyan b'neiem klal afal pikein. And yet the Torah speaks in human language in order to satisfy the ear, that it should be able to hear what is being said. The Moshe l'melitza menishmas ha'odam, by using an example, an analogy from the neshama of a person, haklula mekeach hatayinuk v'harotzen v'hachochma v'habina, that contains within itself the faculty of pleasure and of will and of chokhmah and of bina. Ukenira b'chush shekeshe'odam maskil eze seichu chodesh nifla. And as we see in our experience, that when a person discovers and understands a great new idea, azay be'isaz egal koponim, then at least for that moment, neilad le'taynug nifla b'sichle, he experiences in his mind a great pleasure. So we see from this that the tainug is much greater and much higher than the seichel and the chachma. Only it gets clothed and expressed through the seichel and through the chachma. So when a person experiences the seichel, the chachma, which means he understands it thoroughly, azay margish gam kein b'chinas ha-tainug ha-melubish b'chachma. That's when he will also sense or feel the pleasure that is inherent in the chachma. V'lochei nikras b'chinas bina b'shem eilam haba b'zeir ha-kodesh. That's one of the reasons that bina is called eilam haba in the zeir. Shehi b'chinas is galus ha-chachma im ha-tainug ha-melubish b'ch. Since bina is where chachma comes into a revealed state, with the tainug that is inherent in the chachma, shemasigim atzadikim began Eden, which is the understanding and the pleasure that the tzadikim experience in Gan Eden. Umaskilim bepnimiyus hateza deiraisa mechachma nafka veiraisa vekuchabicha kulachat. So when the neshama in Gan Eden understands that which it learned, the pnimius which it learns in pnimius hateza, which pnimius hateza is the pnimius hatainug, that's when he experiences that this pleasure, this tainug, that was born when he understood the seichel. But he feels it when he gets to Gan Eden. And how can he feel and be able to experience in his nefesh, ruach, and neshama this pleasure, the inner pleasure behind the will? That's only through the garments that he attains through the doing of the mitzvahs. In the Hayyim game for the 19th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes, "Mein Rabbeinu Azokin v'Yechidus," an answer that the Alter Rebbe gave in a Yechidus. Chasidus is Shema Yisrael. Shema is Rosh Teves. The letters Shin Mem Ayin of the word Shema Yisrael is an acronym that stands for Se'u Morim Einechem. And this is what Chassidus is. Su morim einechem, lift up your eyes, ve'emem morim v'loy shamayim, and it says lift up your eyes to the heights, and it doesn't say to the heavens. Morim is hecher on hecher. Height means endlessly higher, higher and higher. Lahagia l'maylo min ha-seichel, in order to arrive at a level that is higher than seichel. V'ze gufa l'havinei b'seichel, and this itself should be seen. In other words, it should be understood. It should be brought down into seichel. U'kameisha eimer u'ru'u mi'bore eila, and as he concludes in the pasuk, su'u morim einechem u'ru'u mi'bore eila, and see who created all this.